Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Edit Your Life podcast. I'm Christine Coe.
And I'm Asha Dornfest, and we're here to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome.
We share practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection.
And we believe that baby steps are the key to getting there.
Good morning, Asha. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I feel like this,
that's where we're at?
This is where we're at. No, this morning has been the morning of tech fails around here. We had our remote learning double tech fail, and then coming into this recording, we had a tech fail, but here we are. We made it. We had backups. It's all good. Mm-hmm. So I thought, we both thought it would be a good time to talk about holidays. It's mm-hmm. December. Oh my goodness. The last month of the year that has lasted 18 years. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I feel like we have been unconsenting participants in a really long social psychology experiment. Mm-hmm. And the reason holidays are particularly on my mind is I just feel like, you know, there have been so many milestone losses for people, birthdays, graduations, just to name a couple. And I feel like starting with Halloween, it was like circling the jumbo jet, you know, and then we descended around through Thanksgiving. And now we are landing at the mother of all holiday months and the times when people typically gather, whether that's in churches or synagogues or homes or somewhere else. It's December and it's mm-hmm. going to be a lot. So mm-hmm. I thought it would be good to talk about.
I mean, that jumbo jet metaphor, literally, as you were saying that, I was just imagining, you know, sort of the descent of a large plane. You know, I'm a sucker mm-hmm. for a metaphor, and I just can't imagine a better description for how this all feels. You know, somewhat surreal, very complicated, and just the fact that we are all here together in this strange place and time, having our own individual experiences, but at the same time, I mean, we are at the end of the year, and I'm glad that we can just sort of talk about this big heap of whatever is going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's so much.
It is so much, and you know, this is a topic that will not be new to you, mm-hmm. but my mind has been turning a lot on grief, and there will be so much, and it's layering on top of a time that can already be difficult for people. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's where my mind has actually been at lately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, right. Grief is, I am not a stranger to grief, especially this year. And I honestly feel like right now we can't talk about it enough, even though, you know, obviously we're trying, all of us, I think, are trying so hard to keep our spirits lifted. But I've learned that when going through a time of grief, you know, not talking about it doesn't actually help it feel any better. Mm-hmm. And so what's really, I mean, it's so hard to encapsulate how I feel about this, but to try to sort of put a little, put it in a nutshell, you know, 2020 really started off for me with a huge personal grief, which was my father passed away. And, you know, in some ways that grief has only grown and morphed as the pandemic took hold, and it sort of merged with this global grief of pandemic loss. And, you know, that sounds dark and obviously it's hard, but it also, I don't know, I'm feeling right now this feeling of sort of a little bit of connection and hope. These glimmers are starting mm-hmm. to show up. And I feel like you know, the reality is this is the life lesson none of us ever wanted to learn, you know, kind of like you were saying, the unwitting participants in a social experiment. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm starting to see hints of what is beyond this. And that is incredibly hopeful. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, that's what grief can do.
Yeah.
It's like a forest fire that clears things away. So, I mean, I'm not there yet. I don't think any of us are. We've got a lot still to go through, but there's something. So
there's something. Yeah.
Let's just keep that on the horizon.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would be interesting to start, actually. You know, this episode will go live a couple weeks after Thanksgiving, which already feels like 7 years ago, but I thought it would just be good to reflect on, you know, what we learned from Thanksgiving, whether it was good or bad. I just saw so many people, and I had a lot of conversation, particularly on Instagram, with people just really embracing a lot of good out of it. Personally, I think one of the best things I saw on Thanksgiving was how it just really gave people permission to do things a different way. I mean, this is what you and I have been talking about since we wrote Minimalist Parenting. You know, tuning into what matters, letting go of the rest. And at least in the food space, for me, that meant letting go of turkey entirely. None of us even like it. And instead, we ate pie, a lot of it, tacos and mashed potatoes. What was it?
We also ate, like, pie and mashed potatoes were a big part of our meal as well. We also let go of the turkey, which now I'm picturing in my mind, literally letting go of a turkey, which now is making me laugh.
Well, yes. So I think, you know, I do want to also point out that I also saw that caring and expressing caring, even in very limited ways, was still possible. Like, we did a couple of pie sampler drops to family members who live alone. And we also did the big family Zoom, which normally I sort of groan at, but I was like, time to put on my big girl underpants and just do it. And it all was lovely. It was very loving and very lovely. And obviously it was different, but honestly, we had a great day.
Yeah, we had a great day too. And you know, sort of like, you know, I don't exactly have the words for it yet, but it's what I was sort of hinting at in our intro, which is that we wouldn't choose this, but at the same time, there are things about it that were quite lovely. And so, you know, we had a similar experience in that. I mean, I was completely dreading Thanksgiving because it's my first one without my dad. My dad was always the guy who made the turkey or the guy who carved the turkey or whatever. I mean, it's my one big family holiday with my extended family on my mom's side. And so I was dreading it. And so, again, I would never choose to be away from my family, especially my mom, who was on her own, which just broke my heart. But at the same time, there was something incredibly like safe for me to be able to just be home and do the cooking. And I just got to be in my safe little cocoon here at home with, you know, with my husband and daughter. And that was wonderful. I mean, I missed my son terribly, who is out in Minnesota, but we, you know, we also did the big Zoom thing, and I actually, you know, for the first time, rather than just an open Zoom conversation, which is what we usually do as a family, extended family, I created a little bit of a structured, you know, sort of like an activity with some questions that I sent, you know, like conversation starters that I sent to everybody initially.
Wow, Asha. Was it in Google Docs?
It wasn't. It was in an email, Christine.
Oh my
and it
gosh.
Was like
wow.
off the top of my head, sort of like some ideas like, you know, what would you like to leave behind in 2020? What would you like to take forward into 2021? What's something that you're proud of and something you need help with? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I just put these out to everyone. Oh, and I invited folks to bring a reading or a quote that they wanted to share.
How beautiful.
And so it was very simple. My family does not usually do conversations like this, you know, as an entire group. We don't do things like this even when we get together. And it ended up being, to me, one of the most meaningful family conversations we've ever had. I mean, it really was. I especially like the kids generation, the kids and the cousins, you know, my kids, you know, a senior in high school, a 21-year-old, you know, kids mostly in that age range. They shared so bravely and honestly about what they're going through. You know, much of it was very difficult. And they shared with two generations above them what was happening. And we were able to really hear each other and listen to each other. So, I mean, you know, again, we wouldn't have chosen it this way, but it turned out really wonderfully. And I'm so grateful for that. And I guess there's one last thing I would say, which is we did not banish grief from the proceedings. I mean, grief was sitting right there at the table with us. And that was just part of the reality of it. And I think that made it real.
That's really important. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. And we are going to talk a little bit more about grief, and we will do that after a quick break.
People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT. Did you know that hyaluronic acid naturally occurs in our skin but decreases gradually as we age, leading to thinner, drier skin? If you're looking for support hydrating your skin from the inside out, check out one of the tools in my hydration arsenal, Rituals Hyacera, which I take every morning. Rituals products are tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and Hyacera is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They also engage in industry-leading sustainability standards and are a female-founded B Corp, which means they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Want to join me in hydrating from the inside out? Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/edit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/edit for 25% off.
Hello, friends. We are back and we are talking about the holidays and sort of managing grief, managing joy, holding it all, because that's what this year's about. So, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show that I have been thinking a lot about the grief element, particularly because this is already a season that is typically complicated for people in lots of ways, depending on what's happening with your family and existing relationships. But now, oh my goodness, we have layered on top of that so much actual loss, you know, like people. The current COVID death toll in the US and also globally is just staggering. So I just wanted to acknowledge that I think so many people are going to be feeling, I mean, you included, Asha, from pre-COVID, but feeling like this is the first Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever, where this person will not be present. And it is just a lot. You know, I think also just to share sort of personally on my side, you know, I've been thinking a lot about sort of complicated fractured relationships. You know, I have a brother who from whom I've been estranged for some time. And, you know, this colors my entire family of origins feelings, especially around the holiday. And it kind of feels worse now, you know, because we haven't known where he is for a long time. And that feels even worse now. You know, there's also loving, very loving relationships that can't get their full love dose, as it were. My in-laws, they've only seen my kids once in the last 9 months, which is definitely hard. You know, we've done Zoom, but we did one in-person backyard socially distant visit before the weather turned. And that's all we have had. And then I sort of cringe a little bit because it feels a little first world, but it's also very real to me. And I'm personally feeling quite a lot of sadness about the loss of our ability to ski in Vermont right now. And I'm feeling really sad about that, especially as some of those places are opening. You might recall that last year we did something totally radical and escaped to ski the weekend before Christmas and like left all the preparation stress behind. And it was amazing. So I was already planning on booking somewhere to spend Christmas in Vermont. But because of the way our lives are, you know, Vi's hybrid in school 2 days a week, John still goes to an office, et cetera. We can't do the 2 week quarantine to sort of respect the rules to go to Vermont. So it's just, it's not possible. And I think the reason this feels like such a loss is that, you know, my kids are 9 and 16. So this is like one of the very few activities we can do together where Vi does not feel like the youngest. She's already a better skier than I am. Right. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it seems fluffy, but it's not fluffy. Does that make sense?
Of course it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. I mean, it absolutely makes sense, especially because, and I've thought this ever since the beginning of the pandemic. I mean, the losses that we are suffering, we, you know, as individuals collectively everywhere and every one of you who are listening, they're so personal. They're so incredibly specific to our situation. And the reality is, you know, when you're talking about 9 and 16-year-old kids, 10 and 17-year-old kids are different. And so I understand what you mean. This is a singular thing that you're missing. And I completely understand that as one. I mean, it's a little, the context is different for me. It's like a kid who's a senior in high school. It's like, okay, senior year in high school isn't coming again. And so I understand that feeling of, it's not just a thing that you can do next year.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways it is, but in, you know, in, we don't step into the same river twice. So I understand that.
Yeah. How are you doing with things?
Oh, you know, I mean, I first of all, I just want to say thank you for sharing all that, because it actually, I just feel like the fact that we're talking about this so openly, it really helps me to just hear your internal process. And so I'm really hoping that our listeners are feeling that same way I'm feeling right now, which is it just feels like a relief to hear what this really feels like. And so for me, you know, the holidays for us are generally pretty relaxed. You know, we celebrate Hanukkah, so we don't have a lot of the Christmas pressure that I notice a lot of folks around me actually experience. It's like they love Christmas, but they don't love the sort of intensity of it all. And so, you know, it's always a pretty mellow time for us in that respect. But, you know, when I really think about holiday grief, I am pretty focused on, you know, the lost opportunities and rituals for young people. I mean, you know, I think I can say that I have gotten pretty comfortable with my own personal grief, meaning it just sits here beside me and comes with me. You know, it's sort of like, it's like a handbag I just take with me everywhere. That's sort of heavy, but you know, it's with me now. Even the fact that I can laugh about it is such progress. But when I think about the lost opportunities for young people, that is just the thing that's really just getting to me right now. Like each new month really brings a new loss. And December for us, for both of my kids, but sort of what's forefront in my mind is for my daughter. You know, she was part of a really amazing choir. And December is a time where they would do holiday gigs and sing every night, everywhere, all over town. You know, it's gone, you know, and my daughter's doing her college applications right now. And she's really forced to think about a future without space to really properly grieve what she's lost, not just this year, but even, you know, the second half of the year before. So it's just, that keeps happening. And, you know, in January, it's her final semester of her senior year. In January, my son, you know, has made the decision to come home and do his spring semester of college remotely. And, you know, I just, these times don't come back. And so I think it's worth mentioning, because these losses for them entail losses for us as parents, you know? And I think that, so often as parents, you know, we really are sort of focused on our kids and what's going on for them and trying to make it okay for them. But it's worth like just noting and acknowledging that these are losses for us as well. You know, my big plan this year for, you know, getting over the loss of my dad was to become a crazy choir groupie parent.
You have a shirt for it.
I do. Christine made me a shirt that says choir groupie, which I still wear inside my house, Christine. I'm just telling you.
That's awesome.
I haven't gone outside in the world or like exposed the choir director to this shirt yet. Yeah. But you know, that was my big plan. And so it's a loss for me too. Not the same, but it's there. And so that's what it is for me. I think for each of us, it's something so personal, and each of us could tell a grief story for these holidays that really does, you know, that needs to be told, or at least just needs to be felt internally.
Goodness gracious, Asha. I actually, I'm glad you were talking, because I actually got kind of teary. It's a lot. I know.
It's a lot.
I know. I think I'm very uncharacteristically emotional this morning. I need to like refer to my emotions chart. So yeah, it's a lot. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so, well, yeah, I don't know what to say about that, except that.
Just thanks for listening.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you just listened. And I think like, that's the thing, you know, just even hearing each other say these things feels like something so important.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's take a breath and talk about what we're embracing this holiday season. I actually have just some very simple things. I'm embracing rest and quiet. I just learned this week that my the agency I work for, the social media agency, we are closing for 2 weeks. Mm. And so I'm going to like shut it down, and I'm very excited, and I'm trying to encourage my hardworking husband to take a full week off, which I don't think he's done in like 10 years. So let's see how that goes. Mm-hmm. I want to work on just some simple connection, like reaching out to people who I haven't been in touch with a little bit, you know, just scheduling a quick video chat or phone or whatever, and creativity, working on that. And then just like, I think the big thing I'm rolling with this season, and I just have a like super quick story to tell, is just rolling with things. And so the thing that was on my mind when I thought of this is that this year, as people probably know, we have a new, very adorable standard poodle puppy named James. And he's just a love. And like a puppy, he loves to eat things and jump on things. And so we were like, there's no way we can get a tree like that actually stands on the ground, and he's going to knock it over, and then there's going to be water all over the place and whatever. So I just told everybody, I was like, I'm getting a fake tree this year. I'm buying a $20 tree. And John and I sized it, and I was like, it's going to have to be able to sit up on a bench. Like, we have these built-in benches and in a corner. And so the kids were like, okay. And I thought they would be very unhappy about that, actually. And then the moment that just made me so happy was when it arrived. I think I ordered it from Target. There was a sale, so I got it for like $20. And it arrived in the smallest box, and we just all laughed. Like, just laughed. Like, hello, 2020 Christmas. Here's our tree that is in a box that's like 3 feet long. So, and the kids were amazing. Like, when I put it together, I mean, it's still sort of, it's 6 feet. It's kind of skinny, but it's actually perfect for our space. And the kids decorated it, and they were happy. And I just was like, so impressed with them for rolling with it and not giving me a hard time about it. And just all of us having a laugh about how ridiculous, but then how it was just fine. It was just exactly what we needed.
Okay. you need to make a t-shirt that says rolling with it. And that is so great. And just fake Christmas trees. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it is funny. You got to laugh about these things.
Not a laugh. What else are you going to do?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Okay. What are you embracing, Asha?
All right. So here's what I'm embracing. I am the person who celebrates Hanukkah, but loves Christmas decorations.
Yes.
So I should say, holiday decorations. I have a snowflake ornament collection, which is my beloved collection, which I, you know, every year on December 26th, I go out and buy half price ornaments in the shape of snowflakes. And so I'm going to bring those out. I'm really, really into like decorating this year. So I'm going to bring out the ornaments. We might even get a tree, because why not?
Wow. Yeah.
I know. Why not? It's fun. And
you could get a fake one in a very small box and have a good life.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you a little secret. I floated the idea of getting a fake tree with my family, and I was vetoed. So anyway, I am really into decoration. We were the first people on our block to have holiday lights up, and I'm really proud of that. And with that, actually, in all seriousness, I'm really into lights and candles. So light is a big one for me this year. First of all, it gets dark really early in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, at 4:30, it's dark. And so I'm really into lights and lighting candles everywhere. I'm into comfort, like physical comfort. So I am actually, for my birthday, I asked for throw pillows and candle holders because I want to make our living room just more cozy and comfy.
Love it.
And two other things. I'm also really into connection. So I want to write a holiday letter this year and really like write down everybody's address that I love and send them a piece of mail. I want to call people. I want to reach out to my neighbors. I don't know if that involves baking cookies. We don't usually like do the holiday baking thing, but I just really want to reach out however I can because I've spent much of this year not reaching out. I've really spent much of this year very much in a cave, unable to reach out because of grief. And I'm starting to feel like I can reach out. And so I really want to. I want to just like come running out of this cave. I think the other thing that I'm embracing is being outside. So no matter what the weather. So obviously in Portland, it rains. You know, it sort of starts raining in November and then doesn't stop until June usually. And so I actually sprung for some really good quality rain gear, like a really good rain jacket, really good rain pants, some waterproof shoes.
Wow.
And I'm going to go outside every single day, no matter what.
Have you text consulted with John Baxter about your rain gear? Because I'm sure he would love to, or just he'd love to know what you got.
All right.
He's our gear guy.
Okay. So I'm just saying that John and Rail, this is yet another, you know, sort of Venn diagram that they can, you know, meet each other and they can talk gear. Because let me tell you, Rail is like REI's favorite person.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So no, seriously, I intend to like hike through the winter and specifically for the holidays, you know, people are going nuts with the holiday lights this year. And yeah, I'm going to go on holiday light walks most evenings.
Perfect.
That is my big plan.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're going to talk about some more fun stuff that we're leaning into this holiday season, and we will do that after a quick break.
As you know, I am all about micro improvements, and if you'd like to dedicate a little time each day to learn a language, I have a great solution for you. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that offers 10-minute language lessons designed to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Materials are rooted in real-life situations, so you can learn important basics such as ordering food and asking for directions. Babbel offers personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations. And their speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. No matter what level you are looking for, casual, intense, or something in between, you can enjoy app lessons, podcasts, and live classes from the comfort of your home on your schedule. Here's a special limited-time deal for Edit Your Life listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for Edit Your Life listeners at babbel.com/edit. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/edit. That's spelled babbel.com/edit. Rules and restrictions may apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships. How to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/edit.
All right, we're back, friends. And let's talk about some fun things that we're leaning into this holiday season. I already sort of mentioned I'm adding cozy home decor items to my living room, the place where we like sit and read books and light the fire and all of that stuff. I'm not usually, I'm not a super home decor person, even though I always appreciate other people's homes, but then I just think to myself, and I don't really do anything, but I'm buying some pillows. I'm buying a couple extra throw rugs. I'm just adding a little bit of softness and coziness to the spaces we spend most time in. And one of the other fun things I've been doing is I've been shopping at small businesses. And like, instead of Amazon or places like that, I've been sort of starting with Etsy or starting with local small businesses with their websites for gift shopping. And that's been really fun. It's sort of hard to do actually. And, or at least it has been for me, but it's been really fun to familiarize myself with some new businesses, different businesses, think about how I really want my holiday money to support the folks who are struggling around here in Portland, or, you know, whatever. It's just been really fun to feel like I'm supporting artists. And, yeah. I mean, I think the other thing is, like I said, I really, really want to spend a lot of time outside, and that's going to be a whole new experience because it's really easy to just let the weather sort of push you indoors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, being outdoors is like my entire mental health plan. Well, it's not mm-hmm. There's also therapy. So it's not my entire plan, but it's a big part of my plan. So I'm going to be taking some winter hikes. We even bought some snowshoes. So let's see what happens.
That is very impressive. You guys are geared up. That's crazy.
Uh-huh. What about you?
Well, I love that you mentioned shopping small. I'm very focused on this. I think I talked about on our last episode that I worked on pulling together, did a ton of research I basically thought of my favorite gift categories and then found local artists. So I should say, if you are looking on Etsy and you're looking for something, you can filter it into your city or your state or whatever. Because otherwise it's a huge rabbit hole, right? And actually I'll link up, I just did a TV broadcast yesterday from the comfort of my office, which was kind of fabulous.
That's cool.
But talking about shopping small, and I showcased a couple of those businesses, which was really fun. I mentioned creativity earlier, and I will link up my final product, but I just have to say that I think on the last episode, I mentioned I was going to do this painting workshop through my friend Carolyn Mackin. And I did it and it looked so good. That's awesome. It came out amazing. And the set actually came with the ability, like with four primed papers. So I could create four paintings, which of course I did all at the same time because this is how Christine Coe does things. And John was like, you're painting four paintings at the same time? Like what is happening? But I'm going to gift three of them to my in-laws because the series was called like Cape Cod Stripes. And I'm gifting them to my family on John's side. The last time we all were together was on Cape Cod last year, like back when we used to see people. Mm. So I'm so psyched about that. I just also want to just have more time or look for intersections of fun things to do with my kids. One of the great joys of Thanksgiving actually was making pie together. You know, Laurel is no longer a helper in the kitchen. She is a legit chef. So, and then Vi is a meticulous assistant. Like she arranged all the figs in a like circular starburst pattern on, I'll link up a photo to our six pies. They were pretty, pretty amazing. But doing that with them was just so joyful. Like that's why we did it. So stuff like that. And then also, and maybe I will need to crowdsource our listeners, but finding more family-friendly movies, because on your suggestion in our last episode, we watched Enola Holmes and it was a huge hit. And aside from two quick moments where we had to cover Vi's eyes when the bad guy was around, like they, all of us were totally taken by that movie. It was awesome. So thanks for that recommendation.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I loved it.
So fun. So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I totally want to crowdsource family friendly movies. We have to figure out how to do that.
We'll just do it. We'll do it on the internet. We can do it.
We can do it on the internet, right?
We can do it on the internet. All right, Asha. Well, I think we need to wrap and I would love to hear what your next edit is for this episode.
Okay. So my next edit is to light some candles today. Like at dinner time, or maybe even, you know, if the sun sets at 2 p.m. in your location, like it feels like it does here, you know, just take a 15-minute break during a dark moment and light a few candles. It just feels warm. It somehow feels special. It feels kind of glowy. I don't know why it's so comforting. I honestly think there's like some sort of genetic thing about human beings and fire. I don't know, mm-hmm. but it feels great. And it just creates this different space just for a moment. So light some candles today if you want to just give yourself a little treat.
I think that's fabulous. And I will say that just holiday light in general is so lovely. I turned my Christmas tree on at 7 a.m. today, and mm-hmm. it just cast this beautiful, lovely glow. I don't know. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your next edit is to make a list of three tiny, tiny things that bring you joy. And I mean like really small and doable, whether that's, say, making the time to watch Elf or making like a favorite easy holiday cookie recipe or bringing out your favorite, you know, cold weather scarf or cozy blanket or whatever. Really, really tiny things. And like, you'll have them at the ready so you can enjoy them whenever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a great idea. And we watch Elf every year.
I can't wait. Did I tell you that I got Violet Elf jammies on clearance like over the summer by accident? And the fact that they have not come back, I would buy them at full price now, but they're not available, the ones that she has. And it makes me so sad.
Score. Have they just been like waiting for the moment for you?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
All right, friends. You'll find the show notes for this episode, including links to the resources we've mentioned, plus lots of great related episodes at edityourlifeshow.com.
And this week, we'd like to know, what is something fun you're looking forward to this holiday season? Added bonus, tell us a family-friendly movie that you
love. I know. Family-friendly movie.
Family-friendly movie. We want to know. Hop over to facebook.com/edityourlifeshow and look for the question of the week pinned to the top of the page, or you can chat with us on Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.